Mary Sanders is with us, and she has with her.
How's that?
Mary Sanders is wearing her Salvation Army bell ringer hat this morning because she's the one that gets the bell ringers out ringing bells. So tell us about, first of all, when we can expect to see the red kettles.
Well, I very much hope you'll see some red kettles before Thanksgiving, but we won't be ringing until the Friday afterward.
Oh, is that some kind of a rule about that?
Well, it's our tradition.
Oh, I get it.
It's our Grand Murray Cook County tradition.
Okay. So you guys are pretty much all over the county, and can you give me an idea where we can expect to see red kettles?
Red Kettles in our two main grocery stores in town, and you know, Jeans and Johnson's.
Yep.
And then we have one at the Tofty General Store.
Oh, good.
Last year they were very gracious and said, okay.
Well, this has been pretty successful for the Salvation Army. Do you set goals or anything like that?
We set a goal to do our very best.
Oh, that's so diplomatic. Thank you.
Last year, thanks to all those bell ringers, because they're critically important.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you have in the kettle. What is put in the kettle is directly proportional to the number of hours of bell ringers that one has scheduled there. And so last year we brought in more than $9,000. Oh. And this is money that's used locally.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes part of our budget.
You and I talked about this last year. Salvation Army does a lot of things that I think people don't know about.
Yeah, we're kind of under the radar, I think, in a lot of ways. For example, we do a lot of emergency help, and that's, of course, very private as far as to whom it's given. So we don't broadcast how many of those cases we do, but that's the major portion of our budget is for emergency food and shelter and fuel or, you know, heating fuel especially. And, yeah.
So how do we do in this county? Do we have a lot of call for that?
We have quite a few calls. We have a local, the calls are received by our local service unit. And that's just, you know, a half a dozen or more. We'd like some more, maybe on the service unit. More people representing the Army, but we have to have at least two members of the service unit approve any call. For example, a call for emergency shelter.
Mm.
And I'm one of the people who can co-sign on this. And I received a call just last week for someone who was temporarily homeless.
Really? And food?
And food.
And food is another thing.
Food. And, we have food cards.
Really?
Like gift cards that that people can spend locally. And then also we donate food to the food shelf, but also we donate those, you know, they're essential for healthy living, things like cleaning supplies, toiletries.
Oh, sure.
And the food shelf distributes them, but the food shelf can't afford to buy them.
You're
so
right.
We supply them monthly with that kind of thing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Really, Jay?
Well, no. I mean, I always find that interesting because, as you say, this is kind of an under-the-radar thing. We don't really know exactly, you know, or we don't have a clear idea of everything that
right.
The,
and
the
even
Army does.
Our school supplies, we buy school supplies. I was very lucky this year. I was traveling through Two Harbors and went to the local store there, and they had notebooks, spiral notebooks that the school wanted to have extra supply of for kids that just don't happen to have them. Got them 19 cents a piece, so I really stretched our dollar. So we buy them things like that locally, too. And sometimes we supply tennis shoes, for example.
Mm.
You know, you can give a voucher to a local store.
Sure. So, anything else we need to know at this point? Because we'll probably talk to you later as we get into the drive.
We really would like to have you sign up for, you're just so important. And you know what? We had a special bell ringer who died this year. And Richard Book just would appear at the bells. I mean, he would just come. And he and I had an understanding that if I had a scheduled bell ringer, that would be coming in, you know, he would graciously leave, but he just filled in, and it made such a difference. I could tell which store he was at.
If somebody wants to volunteer, spend a little time.
Yeah, my home landline is 387-1729.
Okay, we've been speaking with Mary Sanders, and she coordinates the Bellringer campaign here for the Salvation Army. Thank you, Mary.